Okay, Sandra. Okay, so I went ahead and sent you over the forms. Like I said, they will be sent via text and email. It'll come as a DocuSign. Have you used DocuSign before?
No.
No. Okay, so I can help walk you through it.
Okay.
Do you want to go through text or email?
Text, if that's all right
Text.
with you.
Yeah, absolutely. It may be easier to put me on speaker as well if I'm not.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, perfect. And then, so go to your text message. It'll say Jessica Boscovich from Mass Tort Strategies is sending you a DocuSign.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, and then you'll hit the link and it will direct you to the new DocuSign webpage. And then, let me know when you're there.
It says, do you agree to receive
Yes.
messages again? Okay.
Yeah, so
I
you'll
hit
go
yes.
ahead. Yeah, you'll hit the allow the consent. So you'll hit yes, I agree. You may have to check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures, then continue.
It says it wants to use my device for location.
Yes,
Allow
allow that.
while visiting the site, or allow this time, or which one should I do?
You could allow it this time, whichever one. It's just for the documents.
Okay. All right, it brought up the envelope.
Okay. So then, do you see the start? Do you see a start button, or do you see a continue button? I'm
I
sorry.
continue,
Okay,
yes.
yeah. Go ahead and hit continue, and then it will open
Okay.
up the documents there.
Okay. Oh, it says, please sign. A message from you, and it says, please sign
Okay, do you see the,
the
is there a start button at the top or the bottom?
At the bottom, it's got a little box. I agree to use electronic
Yes,
records.
hit that box and then you'll have to hit continue.
Okay. Oh, a full page of
There you
stuff.
go. So you'll see now the start button at the top right or the bottom.
I see a next button, but
Oh, did it already start then? So if it,
well, I don't, it's
sorry, go
got a
ahead.
page where there's a yellow thing that
Yes.
says signed.
Yes, so you'll go ahead and hit the yellow boxes.
Okay.
And then they'll open up a new box and
Yep.
prompt you to draw with your finger. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but just best you can. Do your signature or initial. And then hit adopt and sign. And then once you're done with that box, you can go through either each of the yellow boxes on each page or hit the next button and it will automatically direct you to the next section that needs signed,
Okay.
whichever you prefer.
Well, it, down below, the name and address, social security number, date of birth is all correct. And then it's got places that I should initial.
Yes, there'll be initial spots too. Let me double check.
It's under drug and or alcohol abuse.
Yes, so go ahead and initial those. Because
Oh,
that's
shoot.
the medical
Oh,
release, huh?
I hit the thing and it went to the next page before I could get my initials
Oh,
wrote.
okay. If you want, you could keep going and it will bring you back up to it. It won't let you complete the document till everything's signed. So,
Okay.
And then I believe at the end too, there will be a yes or no box that you may have to check too.
Okay, brought me back to that. Okay, I'm
Okay.
back at the initial. At the
Okay.
initial. Oh, well, it brought up a box to sign my name again. I did that. So when it says initial, now it put my full name. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me double check if that'll be okay. I
Okay.
believe it will be. Give me one moment, okay? Okay. Okay, so we are okay with the full signature on the initial part.
Okay, and then at the bottom of that sheet is another sign, a signature one.
Okay, so go ahead and sign.
Okay. Oh, why isn't it doing it? Oh, okay, there it is.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, let's see. This is initial. Signature of patient. I did that. All right, now it's got the sheet where my signature again, and then there's another one of initial. Initial. But it says sign required. Okay. Oh. I'm at the point now I have access to my health care provider portal. Yes or no?
Oh, go ahead and put yes or no. Do you have access to your health care provider? Like, do you have,
yeah.
So you have like my chart and stuff?
Yeah.
That's okay. So go ahead and hit yes then.
Okay. And then another signature at the bottom it says.
Yep. And then whenever it's done with all the signatures, it'll say finish at the top right or bottom.
Okay.
And then you'll know it's completed.
All right, it says finish at the end, so just hit that.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to send you over a text message, too, with my name and the law firm's name, as well as their phone number.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but it did bring up a page where I, well, I just poked it and it put my name in, so I guess it's all right.
So it's okay?
Yeah. Now I hit finish and it's squirreling around, so it did something.
Okay.
You're done signing, it says.
Okay, perfect. And then let me get you that text message so that way you have it. So
at the bottom of that one where it says I'm done signing, it says continue. Do you want me to do that?
That's only if you want to create a DocuSign account. You don't have to. That's up to you, okay?
What does that do?
It's just an account with them. I don't have an account with them. I just use it for the signing of my like insurance documents and stuff like that. And then let it be. But it's up to you. You'll get the completed copy sent to your email as well.
Okay.
But you're not going to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get you over, or excuse me, let me read the disclosure to you. And then, like I said, I'm going to send you a text message with the law firm's name, my name,
okay,
as well as their phone number here.
Okay.
But I'm going to read you the quick disclosure here. So it says, before we wrap up, we want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your case, the law firm will be reaching out to you to finalize everything. So either myself or they will be calling you within the next couple hours to 24 hours once your file passes the QA process.
Okay.
They may go over the same questions as we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms sometimes, like a medical record release. It's just so they can collect records and to strengthen your case. If you see any paperwork from them, just please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to make sure everything's moving smoothly. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are just standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And then lastly, can you confirm if you'll be available to speak to me as you, or speak to them as you were with me today? Okay, perfect. And then I do just want to say thank you so much for your time today, Sandra, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and God bless, okay?
Another question first, please.
Yes, absolutely.
When they call, will it identify who's calling? Because by chance, the number came up that you're calling from, but it doesn't say who's calling or anything. And usually I don't answer those calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did on a whim tonight. Just
yeah.
So will it identify them calling?
I'm not 100% sure. The phone number I'm going to send you is going to be their phone number. I would save it just in case, so that way you know it's them. And even my number too, because if I see, like, if they're trying to reach out to you, they'll ding my company essentially. Like, I'll get a flag to reach out to you to help get in contact with you. So if I see something like that, I can also just reach out to save my number as well. And then that way we'll stay in contact here, okay?
Yeah, I'll answer the unnamed ones for a while until I know we're all good.
Okay, perfect. And then I did just now send you that text message. My phone number is going to be the 949 phone number, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely, and I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay, Sandra?
And you too.
God bless.
Bye.